Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Rad Reality Show. It's Manic Monday. Everyone sit back and enjoy. But we're going to kick it off with our intro, Manic Monday.
This should be called Mad Monday.
Manic Monday. Like the song. They played it the last Monday. It's a Manic Monday.
For being in the chat room, you guys, this is a great opportunity to call in and talk to Michelle about Big Brother. So we want to hear from you. The show is for you guys.
Welcome, Big Brother fans. Welcome, Manic Monday fans. And welcome, Johnny Mac fans. Thanks for joining us here on the Rad Reality Show Network tonight, which is October 5th, 2015. I'm Cherry Garcia, and we're about to start the Manic Monday show, hosted by Michelle Costa from Big Brother Season 10. And she's also known to many as the Portuguese Princess from Providence. She's got a red-hot guest on the show tonight. Yes, Johnny McGuire is about to be here on the show with Michelle, a.k.a. Johnny Mac. He's going to be joining Michelle for the very first time. So I'm going to remind everyone that you are invited to call in if you'd like to talk to both of them on air. The number is 1-347-237-5506. Once you're on our switchboard, we do ask that you please press the number 1 key. That lets us know that you want to join us on air and that you're not just listening to the show. Myself and Paul from Minnesota will be co-hosting tonight, answering those calls and taking questions in the chat room, doing all the behind-the-scenes things that we do. So before we get too busy, we're going to say a quick hi to Paul from Minnesota, and then I'm going to bring up our host and get this party started. So, Paul, how are you doing up in Minnesota?
Hey, Cherry. Hey, everyone. A little bit better today. Was it Rough Sports Day, as I shared on our show last night for Minnesota teams yesterday, but I'm a little bit better today. How about yourself?
Wonderful. Glad to see that chat room filling up out there. Boy, are we getting a full chat room tonight.
Wonderful.
So let's play her intro and get our host up here with us. Here we go, folks.
So you want to pay with my
Welcome, Michelle Costa.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, the Portuguese Princess of Providence, and I am excited for tonight. Hey, Cherry. Hey, Paul. It's Manic Monday. I know. We hate Mondays, right? It's such a downer. But we are here to pick up your frown and turn it upside down, especially with our special guest tonight, Johnny Mack from Big Brother 17 is going to be on tonight. Cherry and Paul, I'm so excited. I hope that he doesn't blow out Blog Talk Radio and doesn't blow the circuits up. I'm a little worried about
that.
We
put in some extra seating in the chat room, I think.
All right. Well, I just want to say, what's up, chat room? What's up? Hello. You guys are just off the hook right now. If you guys have questions, type them in, and we will try to keep up with you guys. So just type away. We will try to answer the questions, all you guys. We only have them for a little bit of time, so we'll try to make sure we get as many callers in as possible. We also want to hear Johnny Mack talk as well. So, you know, we will try to get to you guys. I know there's a lot of people out there that are wanting to talk to Johnny Mack. So I'm excited. And
already giving you hollas.
Holla, everybody out there. And I see some faces that we haven't seen in a while. So hello, faces that we haven't seen, and new faces and guests. All they're just stacking in there. But I do want to say something before we get started. It's a little bit of a sad note, but I want to dedicate tonight's show.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, on Friday, I found my cat Cookie of 18 years had passed away, and I love her and I miss her, and 18 years is a long, long time. So I just got to think those were amazing 18 years. This is for you, Cookie.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Michelle.
Oh, it was very difficult, very, very difficult. But you know what, 18 years, that's a long time. So
it is.
Oh,
I'm
goodness
so
gracious,
sorry.
But
I
would be crying
know that
all weekend.
The best 18 years.
Yeah, I mean, I was like a baby for the past, you know, couple of days. I just laid in bed, and I have, like, tons of pillows on my bed. I have, like, literally, I would say 12 pillows, and I just, like, made, a little pillow fort like I did in the Big Brother house, and I just cuddled with them, and then I just hugged them and cried and all that kind of stuff. So, but I'm going to be all right. Because I have all you guys out there that give me such great support and let me know that you're there for me. So I appreciate everything. So before we get started, I also want to let you guys all know that we have Johnny Mack on tonight. Next week, we will have Big Brother 17 Meg on. And she is just adorable and cute and cannot wait to chat with her. So chat room, put it in your calendars, mark it down, whatever you got to do, tie a little bow around your finger. And make sure you guys are here next week as well. Before Johnny Mack calls in, let's talk a little bit about other reality shows real quick. So you guys, obviously, Big Brother's over, so now we get our Survivor fixin' and our Amazing Race fixin'. So far, Cherry, what's your thoughts on Survivor? Are you liking the OGs? Are you liking the new Gs? But, you know, they're going to split into three teams next week, so that's going to kind of put a wrench in a lot of people's game.
I know, and I actually happen to have a little bit of, I guess you'd call it info that a lot of people haven't heard about yet.
What? You got
Did
some
you
gossip,
know?
Cherry?
Yeah, I got a little bit of gossip.
Tell us. Ooh, get your popcorn, people, and start sipping your tea. Mm-hmm.
Did you know that two contestants on this season got caught trying to bring in items on the island that they weren't supposed to have?
Like what?
Well, PG was caught bringing on flint, fishing wire, and hooks onto the island. While she was successful at getting them onto the island and passed the initial check-in, she made the mistake of announcing that she had done so to her fellow tribe mates. She actually smuggled in the Flint as part of her wardrobe. She had
crafty.
Yeah, she had used it like an adornment on one of her pieces of clothing. And then once she got, you know, to the actual where they were gonna set up camp, she says, "Hey guys, I have flint, let's make fire." And production was like, "Nope, you're not allowed to have that," and took it away from her.
Did she hide it on her body, the flint?
It was like a decorative adornment on one of her pieces of clothing.
OMG.
She had
a smart
sewn
little cookie
on there. And then fishing wire and hooks were too, I guess, somehow. It was a part of her jewelry is what that was. The hooks and the fishing wire was part of her jewelry. So they wound up taking all of her jewelry away.
Is that why she stole Abby's bracelet? Because she felt like all her jewelry was taken away?
I don't know. Good point. Maybe.
She felt like
then,
she was in need of jewelry, seeing all of hers got confiscated.
And then get this one. Monica Padilla, they said she brought in sleeping pills. And then the funniest part is they put "and other stuff" in quotation marks. Now, what do you think the other stuff might be, Michelle?
I think it could be some sort of maybe cannabis. I don't know.
That's what
possibly.
I thought too.
Well, you never know. I mean, they are like the tropical island. It probably is grown over there, like, you know, ragweeds. No pun intended with the ironic weed conversation here. But I mean, like, she needs a little bit of medication to deal with these people. And then when she's dealing with these people, she wants to be high. And then as soon as she hits the dirt, she wants to be sleeping and passed out. I don't blame her. You gotta be careful with the Ambien, though, because the Ambien, I have friends who have had conversations with me, right? And I'm like, "What the heck are you talking about?" And the next day, I'm like, "What were you talking about?" They were like, "I don't even remember talking to you." I was like, "Oh, my God." So it would have been for good TV, I bet.
So,
but they know they can't bring that stuff in, and they know that they're watching. I mean, I'm surprised they didn't really look, you know, because they check their bags, and they must check them, like, to make sure that they don't have, like, a cell phone hiding or, you know, stuff tucked in certain places. I don't know.
So that's
but, I mean,
the DuPont survivor, PG and Monica Padilla. Yeah.
Interesting.
But I'm loving
now,
this season. I just love it. I think it's going to be such an awesome season.
Yes, I agree. Paul, are you watching Survivor?
Yes, I am. And excuse me. I give Fiji credit for being creative, but even, you know, like you said, Michelle, even if she got it by the initial screening, how many camera people, how many sound people are constantly on there? Does she think that they're not going to say anything? I mean, anyway, that's...
I don't know. But it was A for effort. But I mean, she is a little interesting one, as I said earlier. I don't know how the bracelet got into her bag. She knows that Abby was looking for the bag. Abby was talking about the bag. And she's like, "I didn't know you were, like, looking for your bag. Like, hello?" I mean, seriously, I like Abby because I like that little bit of fire, that person that kind of says stuff that you're like, "Ooh, you should have just bought it instead of saying it," you know? And I love how she said she's changed her ways, but she hasn't. She's exactly the same Abby that we know her for. So, but I'm interested to see now what happens with the three teams and how the OGs are split up and the new Gs. It's interesting to see the dynamics, how they're kind of more like laid back and they want to build the shelter and do this. And then the other ones are just playing hard. Like, you know, as we've seen, how do you say her first name? Is it Shireen? She got sent packing, and it doesn't look good for Spencer, depending on, you know, what team he goes on. But I think it's a great season so far. I like that they're hardcore playing. I like the mix of old school, new school for me. That's what, you know, Second Chance is all about. So if you're listening, Big Brother, Second Chances, hello. So let's talk real quick about Amazing Race, because Johnny Mac should be calling in the next. I'm liking Amazing Race as well. It's sad to see, you know, the teams go and stuff. You know, you always kind of think that Phil's going to say, well, this is not an elimination challenge. You're going to have an extra competition, whatever. You know, you kind of want it every week, don't you? And then when you don't want it, that's when it happens. Any team in particular, Cherry, that you like from Amazing Race? I'm still kind of feeling them out a little bit.
Yeah, me too. I like them all so far. There's nobody that I don't know. There's a couple that are kind of, I don't know. So far, none of them has really ticked me off too bad.
It's still early on. Well, the green team, what's his name? The husband and wife, a boyfriend and girlfriend. He's a little annoying. He's a little kind of a contents. But he definitely reminds me of an East Coaster. So he's got to be from around like New York or New Jersey or New England or something like that, because he has that little funk in him. I don't know. He definitely, they have like the drama team, you know, but they're still like winning, you know, their first place and stuff. But yeah, I'm still feeling out. What about you, Paul? Are you watching Amazing Race?
Yep, I got to go. I'll talk to you soon. I mean,
he's got calls on the screen.
Oh, I was like, tell us how you really feel about it. Wow. Paul just slammed it. Well, I don't know. But I also want to see chat room. Throw some questions out there now that you want us to ask Johnny Mac. I personally, I need to ask him about his speeches. I mean, they were hilarious, funny. Sometimes you wondered, wait, is he trying to tell him to evict him? I don't know. So if you guys have any questions out there, make sure you put up in the chat room. We are also taking calls, 347-237-5506. We'll be taking them near the end of the allotted time with Mr. Johnny Mac. I also want to say to his brother, Aunt Joe, that took care of his Twitter handle and all that social media stuff. They did such a great job. They were on here about a month ago, and he did such a great job. You know, imagine kind of being thrown into the Big Brother world, you know, and keeping up with like he did, and it was great. It was such a wonderful job that they did. So I just want to give a shout out.
I have an announcement.
Oh, what?
Your guest is on our switchboard.
All right. Well, seeing that we like to do something special for all our guests.
Yes,
kind of
we have
something.
A special intro.
We have a special intro, so I hope you guys are ready, chat room. Get ready, listeners. Let's do it.
We have a special intro for Johnny Mac. Here we go. Johnny Mac, you're on the Rad Reality Show with Chuck Costa.
How's it going?
Hey, did you like your intro? What's up, Johnny Mac?
I like
your
intro.
You
it sounds familiar to me. I can't recall exactly from where, but it's familiar.
Well, I got to tell you, that just blows my mind.
It's pretty crazy, right? That guy that wrote that, he's a pretty creative dude, Eric Mongrain.
That's awesome. Well, I just want to say thank you for coming on Manic Monday, Johnny Mac. We're so glad to have you on.
I'm excited. This is cool.
Yeah, I'm excited, too. We got to meet at the finale party, but we didn't get to chit-chat as much as I wanted to because it was absolutely insane in there. We had a great, great time, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But first off, I just want to say that we have a live chat room, and they are going ballistics over you. Can you give them a what up? Can you tell the chat room what's up?
Chat room, how you doing? Keep typing things. Cool.
They're going crazy, and they have a lot of questions, and we have a lot to talk about. We also have callers that will be calling in a little bit. But I just want to know, first off, are you in the middle of drilling anybody? You know, like, did you just get out of work? What's going on? Everybody wants to know, did you go back to work?
I went back to work today. I've been off work for 2 hours now. I got some stuff done today. It was pretty slow, but I pulled some teeth. You bet. There was a bloody mess in there, as always.
Did you get right back into it? Did you just jump right into it? Get out.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like riding a bike, apparently.
You didn't need time to degress? Like, I would need time to degress. Or maybe seeing people... Familiar faces are actually maybe a good thing because I know a lot of your clientele and the people you work with absolutely love you.
Yeah, they were happy to be there, and it was a pretty relaxed day, as relaxed as it can be in there. We're pretty busy all the time, but just went back in, got to get right back to it. I didn't win any money, so them loans, they're not going to pay themselves off. So I got to get back at it.
Has anybody come into the office, like, pretending like they had an appointment, but they're there really just to see you and got their tooth pulled?
That's going extreme.
Hopefully. Yeah, you're talking about the Big Brother fans out there. They would pull a tooth or any teeth or whatever, the whole mouth, just to see you.
That's right. No. Hopefully, as a dentist, I'd be able to realize this tooth doesn't need to come out. What are you playing at right now? But no one came in like that. People have come in, they just stopped by and said hi. So I signed this kid's guitar today, so that was fun.
Oh, that's awesome. It must be crazy. Like, how has it been since you've been out of the house? And, you know, you were kind of John when you walked in, and now you're Johnny Mac. So how has that kind of been?
It is crazy. It's just weird going in there and no one really knows who you are. And then you come out and all these people want their picture with you. And you're just like, well, I'm going to go blind soon from all these pictures. There's just so many flashes that the retina can take, you know?
I know, you start seeing flashes of light. You're like, and you got this frozen smile on your face. Like, okay, are they going to take the picture? And they're taking like 30 pictures of you. You're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm like,
it's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, like Jack Nicholson in the Batman, the original one. Just it's
exactly.
the mouth is just stuck like that.
Well, Johnny Mac, we think you did such an amazing job. You were so entertaining. We were huge fans of yours here at Manic Monday and the Rad Reality Show.
You're
actually on with Cherry. She is the one that answered your call, and also Paul, which I'm sure you spoke to him before you came on, and we were rooting for you. And how cool is it that, you know, that you were so close to being America's favorite? I mean, even if though you were second place, I know you wanted to win. It must be awesome to know that America loved you.
Yeah, that was awesome. The first time I got evicted and I heard that crowd roar, I was like, I was taken back. I was like, whoa, did not expect that, but awesome. And then I had to talk to Julie and, yeah, it's weird. I love it, but it's weird.
It definitely must be. And that was one of the things, like, when we were in the house and people got evicted, you could hear the audience and be like, ooh, okay, they're liked or they're not as loud. Did that play a part when you guys were in the house, like, you know, kind of talking amongst yourselves, like, oh, did you hear the applause that one have? Do you think that something could be possible, like America's Player? Did you guys, I'm sure paranoia set in, but did you guys ever discuss that kind of part of it?
Yeah, definitely. You talk about just about anything you experience in there to, like, great detail, because there's not a whole lot going on in there. So when Jason was evicted the first time, and he must have killed it out there, because that was the first one that we were like, oh, the volume is different. And then Becky's was pretty loud. And then I guess mine left some marks on them after I left. I don't know.
Well, you left, and then you came back in the house.
Hell yeah.
We were like, I almost broke my TV. I was so excited because I was like, he's going to go in there and tear it up. And you were involved in some big moves near the end. And my favorite one was you were involved with the Austin move. And how was it to see his face? What was the feeling like? Let everybody know. We all want to know what it felt like to be in that room when Austin got evicted.
Yeah, I loved it because all season everyone was playing nice with each other and they were just like, oh, let's let them know that they're getting voted out and blah, blah, blah. And as a super fan of the show, I'm like, no, that's boring. We got to blindside someone. And that week was great because no matter which way I went, either Steve or Austin was going to get blindsided. I felt bad that I was blindsiding another super fan, but it had to be done. And both of them felt like they were staying. It was apparent in their speeches. Austin didn't wear any shoes. I just thought, like, this is going to be a train wreck. This is going to be awesome. So when I went into the diary room, I was like, yes, it is time. After how many evictions this season, someone is actually going to be blindsided. I couldn't wait for it to unfold. But the only thing I was sad about was Vanessa got all the credit for it. I was like, this is my blindside. I could have just voted Steve out and it would have been done with. Like, you should be mad at me too, Austin. Say he just yells at her. I'm like, this is lame. I want some credit here.
Yeah, you definitely got some of the credit because you could have kept the votes, two instead of splitting them. So I thought that was a huge move that you made, because looking, have you watched the show since you got back? Like, have you seen any of the CBS footage?
I haven't watched the show, but I have seen, I wanted to look up a couple competitions just to see how they were edited, because there were things that I threw that didn't make it into them, like my parents were saying. Because I was checking everything with, like, my parents, my family, and I was like, well, I threw this one. They're like, oh, we had no idea from the show that you threw this one. So I looked it up to see, like, how could they not know that I threw this one? And then it was like, oh, okay, that's why. Or, like, some edits made people look smarter than they actually were, stuff like that.
did you get to see some of your diary rooms? Because, okay, I can say one of the best diary rooms season was you, and your diary rooms has killed it. I mean, was that just natural for you to go in there and just be hilarious like that? Is that something that happens every day? Because I do meet you, and you definitely are funny.
Yeah, it's gotten natural over time. It's like all the things I want to say, like when I'm at work, like it's stuff that is in my head. You just don't say it in the diary room. I just let it all out. And yeah, so that's me. It might not be the way I act in like public all the time, but that's definitely what I'm thinking all the time. And that's just no filter when it just comes out. That's it.
Yes, and some of your speeches that you gave during the time you were on the block, I was scared. I was like, he's funny, but wait, he's basically telling them to vote him out. No, I hope that they don't do this. Did you practice these speeches, or did they just, like, come to you right away and you just spoke it instead of thinking it first? Because they were funny.
No, like, I had a general outline in my head of what I wanted to say. They just come out however they do, but like, I was just so confident at that point, like, if, like, what was going to happen was going to happen. Like, they were going to keep me. You can make a ballsy speech. Or if you think you're going, just make a ballsy speech anyway because you're going anyway, you know? So,
you never know if you can turn somebody. But, I mean, you left them kind of dumbfounded where they were like, what? Like, I got to keep him in this house because I need to see more of that. My favorite, I have to say, of you this season was there was one time where you went inside to evict somebody, and Julie asked you, she said, hi, Johnny Mac, and you said, what do you want?
Yeah, I remember that one.
And then you said, whoever to evict, and she said, thank you, and you said, whatever.
Yeah.
That, to me, was the funniest by far. Some people didn't get it, but, I mean, of course, what do you think she wants? She wants to know who he wants to evict. She doesn't want to know anything else. So, to me, that was hilarious. Do you get a lot of people that question you about that one?
no one's questioned me about it. I've read online that, like, maybe it came off as rude or whatever, but I thought it would just be funny. So that's why I did it.
It was hilarious. It really was. You have to go back, and CBS definitely didn't show a lot of your moves because I know you were involved more than they showed it, but they definitely showed your entertaining side.
And I appreciate that. That's a good thing to have, I think. So, yeah, I appreciate that they did that.
That was awesome. So, question for you. How long have you been watching Big Brother? Because you're a super fan. Have you been watching it from the beginning, or what season did you start watching?
Yeah, so I got hooked on it. I guess it goes back to Survivor. I started watching that season 2. I was in, like, 8th grade. I've watched every season of Survivor, except this current one. I have to get caught up just because I haven't had time to see it. But then I knew Big Brother was on. I just didn't ever give it a thought. But then season 8 was coming on. I was like, oh, it's Survivor in the House. I'm going to try it. And I was hooked. I was watching it. I was on Jokers and everything that summer. And then I watched every season since then. And at some point when Quirky Dude was on YouTube, I went back and watched 2 through 7. So I've seen every season except season 1. And, I've just been a big fan, and I started applying on season 15. Yeah, season 15.
You applied season 15, and can you give people maybe just, like, some advice, or what did you do? Did you go to a casting? Did you just send a video? Just so if anybody wants to follow in your footsteps and mine to get in that Big Brother house, how can they get about doing it?
I submitted a video every year, and the thing I just learned is, like, you got to show how weird you are, because after being in there, I'm like, I could safely say all 17 of us were crazy in some way. Like, all the stuff that you just keep in your head, just let it out at all points, at all times. And that's what's going to get you on the show.
Well, I also tell people, be the exaggerated version of yourself, because if you already got that something, you have to be extra out there. You know,
yes.
You are on TV, and you are, they're molding, you know, you as this person, you as a firecracker, you as the nerdy person, you know, you got to fit that mold that they're looking for. And I thought your season was great. I mean, I think the eclectic group was awesome. Now, did you notice the teeth thing with Liz and Julia? Did you notice something go on different, and you kind of didn't really think about it till the whole twin thing came about?
Yeah. So Julia and I were sitting at that island in the kitchen, and it was like day 3, 4 or something, and I looked at her face. I was like, oh, what happened to that front tooth? Because it was just a crown. I'm not going to say it was badly done, but it jumps out at me, so I could tell it was there. And she's like, oh, I don't have anything. I don't have a crown on that tooth. I was like, oh, okay. Maybe she's just, like, self-conscious about it. I won't talk about it. But then people had started saying, like, oh, there's twins in here. I was like, oh, that's why she doesn't want to talk about it, because her other twin probably doesn't have it. And I couldn't – when I went up first to try to see if Liz had one, I couldn't really see it. Then I started second-guessing myself, like, oh, maybe I didn't see a crown that day. But then when Julia came back in the house again, I could see it from, like, halfway across the room. I was like, oh, yeah, they're twins. That's the thing.
Well, no, the thing is that a lot of people, they didn't believe that you were really a dentist in the house, right?
Yeah, and that's weird. Like, if anything, like, you think, like, season 12, Andrew lied so that he wasn't, tell people he wasn't a doctor. 14, Danielle lied to say she wasn't a nurse. But I was like, why would people think I'm not a dentist if I'm telling them I'm a dentist? I just didn't get it. Like, because I was, in my interviews beforehand, they're like, will you tell people? I'm like, yeah, because hiding being a doctor doesn't seem to work. I mean, the one who did the best was the one who told them that he was a doctor. So there's no reason to hide that.
Now, do you think that, what were your thoughts when you found out that Vanessa had already accumulated $4.5 million in poker winnings? Did that blow your mind?
No, that wasn't too surprising, because, like, back in undergrad, I had watched a lot of the pro poker players, and, like, when she had told us, and she told us in the house that she was a pro poker player for several years. And when you think about it, like, you can't be a pro poker player for years and be bad at it. Like, if you're bad at it, you're not going to last a month. And she was at it for years. She was obviously making some money. I didn't know it was $4.5 million, but I knew she was good at what she did.
Yeah. There's a question in the chat room from Sandy Brooks. Johnny Mac, they want to know, who had the best teeth in the house?
Meg, absolutely, hands down.
Meg's
teeth were awesome.
So there you go, Sandy Brooks and everybody out there wondering.
Yeah,
how has it been like getting back into, you know, the swing of things, kind of, no pun intended, back to reality? Is it weird? Do you find yourself not singing or not talking about production?
Yeah, right? No, it's awesome. I consciously try to do stuff like that, like talk about production and sing and hum and all that stuff. So it's like, that's awesome. And I could choose my own music to listen to. I have to listen to whatever the HOH wants to listen to. That's awesome. It's different, though, because it's just like people know you, and it's like, oh, we got to do all these things now that aren't dental-related, whereas like a year ago I was trying to figure out how to get on this my favorite show, and I was doing two things all the time, and it's definitely, my life has changed in a year, so it's different.
Well, it's changed for the rest of your life, let me tell you, because being vintage Big Brother as I am, I'm dusty and everything. You know, it's been 7 years, and let me tell you, the Big Brother fans, I'm sure that you know that, are off the hook, amazing, awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that they've probably shown you a lot of love. I mean, have you been able to catch up on your social media messages, emails? Like, I'm sure you had thousands.
Yeah, I'm trying to get through it. It's going to take me till the end of the year to get through them all, but I'm trying to get through them as quick as I can, just type a response and get back to people. But, yeah, not so much the Twitter. Those messages come in, like, way too fast. I can't do it. And some of them are kind of rude, and I don't want to talk back to them. But the emails, though, they've been awesome, and I try to respond to every one of them. It might take me a couple months to get to someone's, but I'm trying to get to them whenever I have a few minutes down, you know?
Well, if you're listening out there and you sent him an email, he'll get back to you by Christmas, maybe. So
yeah.
Just be patient. Just be patient, and, you know, he'll get back to you. Now, have you – now, first off, excuse me, Mr. Soap Opera. Hello?
What?
Didn't you go on The Bold and the Beautiful?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. All right, tumbleweeds turning. Okay, great. And so, just to let you know, too, I mean, there's a lot of, first off, people have big balls in the internet world, and they're behind a computer, and they just type away and say some crap. You know what I say? You have the positive, you have the negative, and you have in the middle. Pay attention to the positive people. Give them, you know, all your attention. And I know it's hard because you want to sometimes answer back to these people that are very rude. But don't even waste your breath. It's just,
yeah,
you know, it's useless, and you have way too much positive. Speaking of positive, I'm sure you are going to be doing appearances, maybe some photo signings. Do you have anything lined up in your New Jersey area, New York area, that you can tell us about so that people can come see you?
Not yet, but I imagine at some point I'll talk to like Meg and Jason and we'll try to work something out, because that would be awesome. I'd be totally down for that. I did one in Scranton, 2 days ago. It's at, last Saturday, yeah, at the Ale House, is like one of my favorite bars here. We had a good turnout for that. So yeah, it's definitely something I'm down to do. I just don't have anything scheduled right now. I'm just trying to get interviews done, like, especially go back to, like, all my favorite people, like, you know, like, Rob Has a Podcast and all that, like, all the people that I had watched before I went in there, like, I want to get back and get, like, all these interviews done, your show here, just, like, people that, like, I had watched before I was on the show. I want to get back and do those right away.
Now you can check Manic Mondays with Michelle off your bucket list. There you
Manic
go.
Mondays
check.
Is done. Unless there's a part two.
Oh, well, there could be even a part three. Well, I wanted to personally invite you to Toy for Tots. I'm not sure if you know this, but I do a Toy for Tots event with Cowboy and Panther, Big Brother fan club, up in New Hampshire, and we do it the first weekend in December, and we raise money, and we go buy toys, and we do a few-day event. And I'm not sure if Adam Puck's coming up. I'm hoping he does, but he did just have a little baby girl.
Yeah, he's daddy
and,
now.
Yeah, he's a daddy, but you never know. He might bring, the baby up with Pharaoh, or he might come up, but maybe you can jump in with him and come on and join us. We would love to have you, John.
Yeah, Matt, sure.
Jason's coming, and there's a bunch of other BB alumni, and we get some Survivor people, and it's always a good time, and it's for the kids. So I'll give you more details on that after we get off, but I would love to have you if you'd like to be a part of it.
Yeah, I'm in. Let's do it.
Have you ever been up to New Hampshire? Have you ever been up to my neck of the woods? You're not too far from me, you know. I'm in Rhode Island.
Yeah, New Hampshire, yes, I've been up there. The last time I was up in New England was Vermont for a Tough Mudder, like right before I went on the show.
I've done 3 Tough Mudders.
Yeah?
Yes, actually, we do like a reality teen Tough Mudder.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm down for every single one of those. I'm doing one in Philly in 2 weeks. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
Did you do the Mount Snow in Vermont?
Yeah, that was me.
Michelle.
Oh, yes, Paul.
Thank you. I've been busy off the air in the screening room, and we do have a lot of callers that want to ask questions, so I don't know when you want to do that, but I was trying to get in there.
I know. Me and Johnny Mac could talk all day. Johnny Mac, are you ready to take a couple calls? Is that right?
Do
you have
let's
a few extra minutes? All right.
Let's do
it. Let's take the callers. And callers, when you call in, make sure you tell us your name and where you're calling from, and get right to the question because we have a lot of callers. So let's go, Paul.
Okay. First up is Jersey Girl. Welcome back, hon.
Hey, how you doing? Michelle, I'm sorry about your cat. I know the feeling. Much love to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much,
Johnny
Jersey
Mac.
Girl.
What's up, Jersey
Johnny
Girl?
Mac. Oh, my God. Dude, I could talk to you about music all day because that's what I wanted to talk to you about, but I won't.
Okay.
I was totally – okay, so my favorite moment from you was when you basically said to Austin that anybody who gets Vanessa out is a god. I think that was your terminology.
Yeah.
And it seemed to me like you were the person in the house that just saw right through her the most.
Yeah.
And how badly did you want to vote her out, basically, is my question.
If I had won that veto, I had my speech ready and everything. Like, I can't even explain it. Like, from the point where I wanted to get her out and I wanted to win an HOH to get her out, like, I had a speech ready for every single one of those weeks. I never got to use them because I didn't win the HOH. I threw it to someone else or... I just did badly that week at the competition. I was like, oh man, that would have been epic if I got to say it, but I didn't. So yeah, I wanted to get her out many times.
What would have been your speech? Can you give us a little bit? Can you tell us what your speech would have been if you won it?
Yeah. Okay. So if it was final four. Okay. Yeah, I was hoping I was going to win that. So I had this one. If I voted Steve out instead of Austin, and then I felt like I could beat those two in that HOH. If I won that HOH and somehow I had the veto, I would be like, this is a really – so maybe say like Liz and Austin were on the block. I was going to be like, so this is a really tough decision, guys, because I don't know which one of you to veto off the block because whoever votes her out is going to win this game.
Oh, that's awesome.
I wish we saw that, man. But I'll log off so we can take more callers. We love you and congrats. And we hope, you know, you're going to be back. You'll be back. All right, guys.
Thank you,
go
Jersey Girl.
Thank you, Michelle. I love you. Much love, okay?
Thank you, girl. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Jersey.
All
I don't know why Cherry's not answering these calls, but I'll do it. We've got, oh my gosh, who's that? Oh, next we have Faye. Welcome, Faye. You're on with Michelle Costa and Johnny Mac.
Hello, Johnny.
Hello, Faye. What's up?
You ever going to do Big Brothers again? We'll love to see you again.
Would I? Yeah, I think I would. Right now I'm kind of like overwhelmed by everything, so I'd be like, no. I went 91 days and I didn't win anything. No, absolutely not. But I think give it
a
month or two and I'll want to go back. Oh, thank you.
You did a good job. And when you went out, I cried. But when you came back in the house, we cared.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. That's awesome. I appreciate that.
We love you, Johnny.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you getting emotionally attached to the show.
I
want to get tissue about the show right now.
Well, I hope you will come back to Big Brothers again. It will be nice.
Yeah. I'm sure I'll change my mind in a month.
You will.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling in, Faye.
You're welcome.
Faye, where are you calling
thank
from?
Thank you, Faye.
Florida.
Florida. All right, girl. Sunshine State, girl.
Oh. Hey, Johnny, where are you? I know where you're at. I know where you work at, too.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Scranton, Pennsylvania.
One of my friends knows you personally.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
All
right. And he's going to send me some good pictures of you, too. All
right.
Oh, she wants some pictures of Johnny Mac. Okay, girl. She's going
to
be that
well,
on that wall getting that people.
I want to put it on my wall, Johnny. All
right,
see
okay.
Bye.
Bye, Faye. So listen,
okay,
Johnny Mac,
up.
If you were to... I just want to say one thing. Johnny Mac, if you were to go in that house again, and if I were to go in that house again, don't tell anybody. We'll do a final two. We'll be called either, right? Ready? Mishmac, right? or Mac Shell, all right? So don't tell anybody else. Okay.
Mac Shell is pretty good.
Mishmac, I want like a burger from McDonald's right now. Okay. Jerry, let's bring up our next caller.
Okay. We have somebody who I think many of us in the Rad Reality Show know quite well. We have Mandy Mee. Hi, Mandy.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Mandy. What's up, girl?
I'm good. I'm nothing much. I had to call and ask Johnny Mac a question.
Okay.
What's your question?
It's for a friend. Yeah, that's
okay.
It.
A friend,
were
sure.
You... Were you offended by any, we'll call them maybe inappropriate tweets you may have received?
Yeah, I try to block those.
What kind of tweets, what kind of tweets are you getting, Johnny Mac? Some rated R stuff?
Yeah, just go to my Twitter sometimes. There's weird shit on there.
And
oh
this
God.
Friend of yours, Mandy Mae, are they the ones sending these messages?
I would assume maybe. Yeah,
no.
Maybe.
We got to keep it clean on there for the kids.
Okay.
I wasn't personally offended, but it's like, yeah, that can't be on my Twitter page. That's got to go.
Oh my
so
God!
Your friend hasn't gotten blocked yet.
My friend didn't write anything too terribly bad. I am the person that Ed told you in the backyard that you're supposed to marry during your interview
okay.
with him.
All right.
And I know Joe.
Oh, you talked to Joe?
I talked to Joe like all summer.
Oh, it's your friend Joe. He's hilarious.
What?
Well, we actually talked about this before, Johnny Mac. Joe did such a great job taking care of your social media. I mean, to be thrown into that, he came on the show and talked with us as well with your brother. But he did such a great job. I mean,
yeah.
That's a good friend right there.
I'm finding out firsthand like how much work it is to keep up with everything. And, like, make sure good stuff is going out. And, like, all the funny stuff he came up with, like, him and my friend Will, that they came up with, like, and I heard about, like, Donnie Mac and all that stuff, like, brilliant. I can't believe they got behind it so much. That was just amazing of them to do that.
Well, he was on my radio show, and it was his first radio show. He's like, I can't even believe I'm doing a radio show. He's like, this is so crazy. This is such a great job. But, yeah, I mean, the job that he did, he was on social media. He was on it. So you definitely owe him a couple of dinners.
Oh, yeah. We will. Absolutely. He's fun. He works with Sam Adams. Yeah, we'll be hanging out.
Well, actually, when we did the premiere party in NYC, I actually met him. He was there as a sponsor, so it was really cool.
How much Sam Adams did you drink?
I don't really drink beer, but I definitely had a bottle just, you know, to represent Sam Adams and the people. Well, Mandy, do you have any other questions, my love, or... statements from your friend?
Nah. I just send my love and support to Johnny Mac and you, Michelle.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for coming, Andy.
Oh, yeah.
You have a good night, girl. You speed away.
Bye.
I like the sinister laugh as she twirls her mustache.
Okay. We still got calls. Our next call is from Juan in D.C. Juan, you're
What's
on
up,
with Michelle and Johnny Mac.
Am I? What? Am I really?
You
What's
are.
Up, Juan? You are live. What's going on, Juan?
You're the main dude right now.
Tell me about it, bro. Can I get a holler?
Holler? Yeah. I don't holler too often, but that's how you do it.
Expect
What's your question,
right?
Juan?
Yeah.
All right. What is one positive thing you learned about yourself in the Big Brother house?
Good question.
Ooh, yes. One positive thing I learned about myself, that I, let's see. I don't think there was a whole lot of positive stuff that happened in there.
That America loves you.
Yeah, I guess we could go with that. I'm capable to be liked by a group of people when a lot of times I'm causing people pain and suffering at work.
Well, one more. Have you played any video games yet?
I did hop on Destiny the other night and downloaded the whole new expansion, and the game is completely different. And I'm trying to figure it out amongst all this other craziness going on. But, yeah, I'm thinking about doing some streaming at some point. So as soon as everything settles down, I think I'm going to be heading up that route with that game.
All right, man. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank
no problem. Thank
you.
Yeah, have a good one.
You have a good night.
Take care.
I think he was surprised that he remade it on live. He goes caught off guard. All right, let's take our next caller. You are just blocking up our circuits there, Johnny Mac.
I know. Are they?
You are. You're tearing it up.
All right.
And
let's do it.
All right.
Now
let's
we
call
have
her.
Kim Solari.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Johnny Mac.
What's up?
I'm so excited to talk to you.
This is awesome. I'm excited too. Let's do this.
My question is, during the double eviction when Steve nominated Jackie and Meg, did you know about that? You did.
Yeah. An hour beforehand, we were in the storage room. Steve was ironing a shirt, and I'm telling him, like, we got to get Vanessa out if we win this thing. And he's trying to explain to me why I need Jackie out. And it just didn't make sense. Like, he's explaining it to me. I could see why he wanted her out looking back at it, but I was just like, this is just weird. Like, why does he want Jackie out so badly? It doesn't make any sense to me. But so as soon as he won HOH, I knew what he was going to do. And then when I won the veto, I was like, if I pull Jackie down, Becky might go up, or James. I felt closer to both James and Becky than Jackie, so I was like, well, I'll let Jackie go.
Why do you think everyone was so afraid to get Vanessa out?
I don't think they were afraid. I think she was just in a good position the whole game. She came off as a solo player, and so pretty much that week when she was up against Shelley, all she had to tell James was, hey, I'm not coming after you, and that was enough for him to keep her. And then as the game got farther and farther, she was less of a threat than Megan James because they were two votes, she was one. She was less of a threat than Austin and the Twins because they were three votes and she was one. And then she could do like a deal with one person on each alliance, and that's all she needed. So I think that no one was afraid to go after her. It was that it was a good idea to be a solo player in that last half of this game. I think that's all
it was.
There
was other targets,
yeah.
I mean, looking from the outside in, we all saw that Vanessa wasn't alone, but in that inside of the house, you know, yeah, you
they
knew
didn't
that
know.
Liz, Julia, and Austin, yeah, you guys didn't know. But you picked up on it, Johnny Mac. You were kind of like, like something doesn't smell right here. But it seemed like you were the only one, and it's hard for a solo player to convince a group of people to go your way because then the target would be on you. So you kind of bring it up, see what sticks to the wall, and then if it doesn't stick, I mean, what can you do besides, you know, winning the HOH and making the move yourself?
Yeah, it's tough. And, like, the week Becky and I were on the block, really my only thing that I said the whole week was to Austin the Twins, like, hey, I'm going after Vanessa. I got some bad blood from the last couple of weeks. I just don't like how she's playing. And that was enough to keep me there. So I feel like if I did win an HOH, people would have been all on board to take her out. There's just times it didn't make sense to take her out. Like when Steve wins the final six HOH, like you're not going to take Vanessa out and only have me playing for HOH the next week. You're going to take out one of Austin or the Twins to try to even up the numbers a bit. So it's just like the numbers worked out her way the whole way.
Yeah, I mean, she did a good job getting there, too. When she was HOH, she would cry. Like, she didn't want to do this, but she had to. I was like, oh, my God. Like, everybody's just falling into her hands and stuff. And that's why you were on her radar, because you were the one that was kind of vocal about it. So, you know, she got you out, and then you came back in the house, and, you know, you had to do what you had to do. But, Kim, do you have any other questions, my love?
Oh, I do. Why do you, if you could go back and play again, who would you align with? Or if you were an All-Stars, who would you like to see on there and who would you align with?
Ooh, okay. I got weird choices. I don't think people would like me, but I loved Matt Hoffman from season 12. I thought he was hilarious. Who else? And like more recent years that they would draw from. Let me think. I thought I worked pretty well with Vanessa for the time that we worked together. So I thought she was pretty good. Becky was definitely loyal to me. Obviously that Michelle lady from season 10. We already have a secret alliance. That we're not supposed to talk about.
Mishmack.
Mishmack.
Yeah.
Don't tell anybody else.
Yeah, right? I better shut up about it. I'm gonna get hit.
Now, starting that question for you, did you think Vanessa not voting for Steve to win? Were you? I was a little bit taken back because I was like, wow, you know, I thought she would have been like, he played the game, he did the right thing, he got me out.
Yeah.
Were you surprised by that?
Yeah, but if she was just voted out, it takes more than 5 minutes to get over that. I'm sure a few days out she would have voted for Steve because she can't honestly feel like Liz played a better game. Otherwise, she would have gotten rid of Liz instead of me. You know, like, I didn't win any HOHs, and she still kept Liz there. So she couldn't have been too impressed by Liz's game. I think it was just a couple – she needed more than 5 minutes to get over losing something that she had worked so hard for. And I think if you had given her another week, like I had or some of the jurors had, like, a month to get over it, like, she wouldn't have done that. I think she would have voted for Steve. But I don't know. Maybe she feels differently, but that's just my read on it.
Who knows?
Thanks for calling in, Kim.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye, Johnny.
Thank you.
Thank you, hon.
Bye, Kim.
We've got another caller. She's calling all the way from Canada.
Blowing up the circuits, Johnny Mac. Goodness.
Oh, yeah. Blow them up.
Blow them up. So we've got Shay Lynn calling in. How are you, Shay Lynn?
What's up?
What's up? How's it going?
What's up?
Oh, not too bad. First of all, I'd like to give a huge shout-out to Joe because he ran such an amazing fan page for you all summer.
Yeah.
It was phenomenal. Like, I talked to him from, like, the very first, like, cash reveal day when he started it.
Yeah.
And he, like, did so good just from the very start. You should be so proud of calling your friend because he did such a great job.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about it. He was up Saturday for the thing, and after we got home from the bar, he's just, like, telling me all this. He invented hashtags that, he told me about, like, meanwhile, Johnny Mac be like. It's just, like, hilarious, the stuff he came up with. Yeah, he's creative.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Since I'm from Canada, I figured I'd ask you, who's your favorite Big Brother Canada player since you've watched them?
Favorite Big Brother Canada player? I like John Party. John Party was hilarious.
Like John?
Yeah.
That's awesome, because when he lived in Newfoundland, he only lived, like, a few minutes away from me, so that's pretty awesome.
So did you know him?
Yeah, I met him a couple times. He lives in Toronto now, so he's kind of far away, but...
Yeah, I just thought he was funny, and he got to the end, and that's tough to do.
I got to hang out with him. I went to the
finale,
and he's awesome. He is a lot of fun, Johnny Mac. You definitely need to hang out with him.
Yeah. John and John.
Yeah, for sure. He reminds me so much of you.
Oh, yeah. For real.
You guys are like, because I have, like, this kind of, like, player ski that I was, like, and there's, like, I was, like, died for you and John and, like, a few other guys, but, like, it's all kind of, like, the same personality.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah. And when you were still in the house, I actually went to Pennsylvania to see a friend.
Uh-huh.
And I decided to buy a Penn State hoodie just for you.
Aww.
That's awesome.
And I'm wearing it right now. But trekked through the streets of Philadelphia, tried to find a Penn State hoodie. It was absolutely ridiculous.
Was it difficult to find one?
Yes. Like, it was crazy. Like, we were looking for this store, like, in the heart of Philly. And it, like, didn't exist. We were walking around for, like, an hour trying to find it. And then we ended up going to, I don't even know what it was called. It was, like, Checkpoint or something, and they had them. So, like, I loaded up on them, and I built, like, a Build-A-Bear with a Penn State hoodie on it and named it after you.
That's awesome. Yeah, Penn State.
I sent a picture to Joe. Joe should have the picture. And he also has a video that I told him to show you. I don't know if you've seen it. It was, like, a commercial, all of you.
I was the whole commercial. Yeah, I saw that one.
It was actually, like, so awesome.
That's so cool. Isn't it so cool that people do such amazing things and put together memories? And, you know, that's something you'll have forever. That's awesome, Shaylin. You rock, girl.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. And you rock, too, John.
You're cool. Thanks for calling.
No problem.
Thank you for calling, Shaylin. You have a good night, sweetie.
Yes, you guys too.
Bye, Andy.
Thanks, Shaylin. Good hearing from you again, babe.
She has the Penn State shirt on right now, Johnny Mac.
Yeah, that's team spirit. That's what that is.
That's team spirit, all right. Do we have any other callers, Cherry Pie?
I think that's about it. That's about it for now.
Ooh, that was
epic,
you guys. Go ahead, Cherry Pie.
I would like to know what your musical influences are.
Oh, my gosh. That's endless. All right. Well, I'll tell you my musical journey, maybe. That'll help. So, my dad always had a lot of, like, rock and roll CDs, and then, around 8th grade high school, I listened to only Dave Matthews and Led Zeppelin. That's it. Those were the only two bands that existed on this planet as far as I was concerned. And then once I got into college, I started listening to Incubus, and I got into, like, my uptight indie rock phase. Like, you know, indie rock is so much better than mainstream. And then one of the bands I was listening to, they're called Minus the Bear. Their guitarist was from a screamo band originally, but he was using the screamo techniques on like indie music, and that made it sound cool. So then I was listening to his other stuff, and that got me into like metal and screamo and all that stuff, all the crazy stuff that no one really wants to listen to. I loved it. I could like fall asleep to that stuff. And then stuff that was like hard hitting like that, like when dubstep started coming out and Skrillex and all that, then I started moving over to the electronic stuff. And then I've always been a fan of like pop songs that are on the radio. So, I'm just
Taylor
all over
Swift
the place.
And stuff?
What's that?
So like Taylor Swift?
Yeah, like Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift for sure. Yeah, I'm just all over the place. And like a lot of those acoustic covers that I had on YouTube, like where you're tapping the guitar, that's from metal. That's where it started, doing that kind of stuff. So you just play it on acoustic guitar instead. And it sounds pretty instead of violent.
You know what I love, Johnny Mac, is it was you and Austin, but you guys always did the air guitar and they always played the music with it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Did you get to see that at all?
I saw it in his goodbye message to me, and then it didn't make the air, but they showed Liz's goodbye message to me, and she did it as well. So I know the sound effect that they use, and that's hilarious.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. I thought it was awesome, and the timing that you guys did that at was great. Okay, so everybody out there listening, calm down, you guys in the chat room. Calm down. Take a breather because you have people shaking over here, Johnny Mac.
Really?
Yes, there's people
shaking okay?
on the chat room. Okay?
Are they angry?
Tremors. Walk Talk Tremors going on. How can people say they want to follow you on Twitter, or do you have Instagram, or do you do Periscope? Do you do any of these social media things? Can you let people know what your Facebook is, what your Twitter is, so they can follow you if they haven't already?
Yes. So my Twitter is BV17JohnnyMac, all one word. My Instagram is rockstar_dentist, and I downloaded the Periscope app. I haven't done it yet, so I don't know how it works. I'm pretty happy with myself just figuring out Twitter last week, so I'm slowly
Pace
working
yourself.
On that.
We don't need you having a meltdown. Pace yourself.
Yeah, And then I'm thinking about just doing a YouTube channel just to get some videos out there, and I'll put that up on my Twitter whenever I get that done.
Well, I just want to let you know that you made some people's dreams come true. On the chat room, there's some people saying that you made their dream come true. So.
Aw, thanks, guys.
See, that's something positive that he's learned coming out of the Big Brother houses. How awesome he is! Play guitar,
yeah.
Hell yeah. Okay. Well, I just want to say, you know, we went a little bit over time, and I really do appreciate it because we know that your time is valuable. There's teeth out there that need you.
Yeah, right. We gotta save the teeth.
Have you planned on getting together with any of your past house guests? Have you guys talked about visiting? I mean, I know you're close to Meg and stuff. Have you seen anybody?
I think soon enough, within the next couple months, that'll all work out. I think Becky's coming out to visit New York and all that stuff, so maybe at that point that'll happen. We're working on it.
Come to Toys for Tots, because a lot of people out there would love to come see you, and like I said, it's a great event. And have you been able to hang out with Adam since you got out of the house? Like you guys?
No, I haven't. I haven't met. Like he's just texting me and stuff back and forth, but I haven't actually hung out with him yet. But that'd be pretty cool. The heavy metal teddy bear.
Yeah, you guys could take a road trip, and you know, it's a fun little trip, and we have a lot of fun up there. What happens in New Hampshire stays in New Hampshire. Johnny Mac.
The people in the chat room are clamoring for Johnny Mac to do a little concert up at Toys for Tots.
Would you play with Gen City? Because Gen City's band usually goes up there and performs.
Yeah, I need material to learn. I'm not good off the cuff. I gotta practice. So I need to know what I'm doing.
I can't sing, and I can't sing, so no worries. I mean, you know how to play. I think you can
have
a little jam session.
Yeah,
so
yeah, a little jam session.
Header.
Yeah, I guess do power chords if anything.
like Johnny Mack can play first, and then you know, her band could play second. You know, I mean, that would be great. Have a double header there.
Yeah, do a little opener or something. Yeah, why not?
There we go. Sold. Okay, perfect. We'll keep you guys updated as we get closer. I will be definitely sending him the details, so I'll keep you guys all informed. Johnny Mack, I hope that your cherry-popping experience on Manic Monday was as awesome as you thought it was going to be. That's right.
Oh, yeah, this was fun. This is awesome. Just answering the questions.
Just shit, what we love to talk about.
Yeah, right?
And to be able to say that you did it, and now you're part of my family. Sorry to say, you're stuck with me.
Damn it.
Now, one thing I got to say, Johnny Mac, because, you know, there was a lot of talk throughout the season that I sounded like Liz and Julia. And then when I was at Bar 12 and I met Julia and Liz, they were like, oh, my God, you talk just like us. And I'm like, oh, my God, do you think I sound like Julia and Liz? Just because, you know, you were in that house with them. Do I think it's just the raspiness, right?
Maybe just the raspiness. Like, you and Jason sound very similar.
Right?
Like,
oh,
except that he's a little more, he's more masculine than you, obviously, but.
I don't know, because I think maybe I got a little bit more of the rasp in it, but I missed you in Vegas, too. I wish you guys could have came.
Yeah, it's just my family had stuff planned back here, and then the logistics of switching flights and trying to make sense in my head of why I should have hotel rooms in two different cities just, it couldn't add up.
I know. It's intense, especially getting out of that house. But we wanted to extend out our arm for you to come and hang out with us, because we do kind of like an intimate kind of just us hanging out. But
yeah, I'll be there next
totally
year for sure.
I totally understand.
We had a few questions in the chat room. Could I ask just a few questions that we had in the chat room?
Yeah.
Goes?
Yeah, okay. Let's do it.
One was, have you gotten any music gigs since you've gotten home, since your name was out there on Big Brother?
I haven't gotten any music gigs yet. I keep checking the email for them, but the Backstreet Boys, they don't want to take me on full time, but I'm keeping an eye out on the email.
Okay. What do you think about Steve throwing the final four veto that led to your eviction?
It was good for his game, so that's what he had to do. I mean, really, you look at it from his perspective, he doesn't really care whether he has to take on Vanessa or me in the final three. I mean, I think both of us would have beaten him at the physical challenge, and both of us would have had a good shot at beating him at a mental challenge, too. So I think it's a toss-up. He doesn't really care, like, strategically which one of us actually goes to final three with him. So I don't blame him.
That question
was
from
Sandy Perkins.
This question is from a widget. She wants to know, did you plan, before entering the house, did you plan on entertaining us in the DR like you did?
Yeah, because part of what got me there was being that weird in my interviews, and I love this show, and I want to make it a good show, and if you just have a bunch of boring people in the diary room, it's a boring season, and I just didn't want that to happen, so I was like, yeah, you gotta, as much as it's a game, it's entertainment for a lot of people, and you gotta give them what they want, like, that's what they're there to see, so yeah.
Mack, you gave us what we wanted. Times a million.
Absolutely.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, so yeah, I definitely wanted to do that. And after, like, you know, they decided they want you in the house, the people that run the show, if they wanted you in the house, like, you better deliver. You can't just say, ooh, I'm here, I'm on TV, now it's all about me now, and I don't want to do things. Like, no, that's your job. Your job is to entertain.
Well, you're also learning about this takeover, which didn't last too long.
So probably in your mind, you also said, you know what, America might be involved in some sort of this takeover. I need to make sure I'm somewhat in America's view.
Yeah, right. Whether good or bad, I was like, I'm going to be, because, you know, you read online, like, oh, I hate that person. They yell in the diary room. I was like, I don't care. I'm going to be that person because I want to, you got to bring the energy, and I get loud when I bring the energy. It's just like, whatever. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We
do
have a question. My eater, can I just, my eater would like to know, Johnny Mac, I'm sure you're probably going to ask this, Cherry. What would have been, if you made it to the final two, could you give us a little bit of what your final speech would have been?
Yeah, I would have addressed Steve wherever he was, whether he was sitting next to me or he was out in the jury. I would have been like, Steve, has a speech ever changed someone's vote in final two? Which I would assume he'd say no. And then I was going to list off the winners of every season and tell them I was a super fan.
There you go. I knew
you
had.
You really kind of hid that very well.
Yeah, they had no idea. Steve, I talked to Steve last night. He's like, you got me so bad. I hate you right now. Like, he had no idea it was coming. So that was one thing that I did do pretty well.
Absolutely. You sure did. Nobody in that house realized what a super fan you were.
Yeah.
There were a lot of super fans in that house this year.
My parents were even telling me, like, Austin hated me because he thought I was a recruit. Like, he'd say stuff like, you shouldn't be here, he's a recruit, stuff like that. So,
yeah.
Like, if he's saying that kind of stuff, like, I was doing a pretty good job.
No doubt. Okay, and the last question, would you play the same game if you wouldn't play in All-Stars? Or would you change up and be more aggressive? Or how would you play if you went back into play in All-Stars with Michelle?
With
Micmac.
Yeah, with Micmac. So I don't know how my alliance partner feels about this, but how I would say it, you're not going to play the same game twice because, like, a lot of things that I just realized having this season, it was just because that's how the universe unfolded. But the big thing that I did from the beginning was, like, just don't get paranoid. Like, everyone was paranoid that first week, and if you just relax, you're going to be fine. I don't believe in, like, winning HOHs when you don't need them. Like, the only time I would win an HOH is if I actually wanted to take someone out of the game. And for, like, the first, I don't know, four or five evictions, I didn't want to see anyone go. Like, I had no problems with anyone. It wasn't until, like, I saw the game Vanessa was playing that I finally had a target and I actually wanted to win an HOH. So, yeah.
So you're saying I would have all the blood in my hands because I would have to be the one to win for us. So
I'd grab you and be like, Michelle, you gotta chill out. No one's coming after us. We're good.
Shake some sense into me. That's what I need.
Yeah, until it's time to go out there and kill it when it's too late for them. That's what
we
that's
can
what
wear
you
unitards
do.
Together, Johnny Mac.
Ooh, yeah. Good.
Yes. You were so good at being chill, Johnny Mac. I was so impressed with, you know, you being so relaxed. When the rest of the house was so in an uproar, you would be sitting, like, at the counter just watching everybody implode, and you'd just be sitting there watching everybody just, like, you know,
eating his popcorn.
Chill. Yeah, exactly. And I don't know how you did it in that house, but you had your wits about you always. And
Aww,
you did
thank
such
you.
A good job at just maintaining your composure and not letting, you know, the craziness get the best of you in there. And you always had your composure and never let anything get to you. And it was amazing watching you because you just always sat back and watched like you were watching the rest of them on TV or something, you know.
He was watching.
You are a super
people
fan.
Watching.
Yeah. It's pretty much like a live feeder, right? Yeah.
You were just watching them implode and letting it happen, and you were just sitting back and taking it all in and enjoying the show, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
It was great.
Johnny Mac, being a super fan, right? So when I was a huge super fan, too, and I was like, why are these people crying? Why do they do this? And I don't get why they do that. And then when I got in the house, I think it was like day two, I looked in the camera and I said, listen, any past house guests. If I said any kind of shit about you, if I talked about you, if I said you cried, I am sorry, I apologize. How intense was it? Or were you like, ah, it's exactly what I thought?
Yeah, it was, it's intense, and I could see why people would cry. I even cried at one point because I was sad Clay and Shelley weren't going to get split up. It sucks, but I didn't make the crying diary room montage that I saw on YouTube, so I didn't make it to that phase. But, yeah, everyone gets emotional in there. It's just because it's a weird situation. I mean, it's not on TV, like, you're not as attached to these people. Like, it's not just 17 people living in a house. It's 17 people living in a house, and you all have to tell someone, hey, you're not good enough to be here anymore. And that's what adds the stress on it every week, and it sucks every week, you know, and that person feels terrible.
You're going out this week. Can you pass the butter?
yeah.
You know, like, awkward.
Yeah, it sucks doing that to people, and there's always an awkward vibe when that person's in the room, and it's a lot harder than it looks on TV, and, like, anyone who gets to the end, like, they did a good job. Even Liz, like, yeah, maybe I thought she did the worst out of the final three, but she got there, and she did go through a lot of stuff to get there. So, like, and even, like, people I didn't like on past seasons, like, yeah, same thing you just said, like, forgiven. it's tough.
Hey,
wait a minute.
I couldn't tell you this before because I was muted, but
okay.
my computer crashed, and I just finally got back my switchboard and everything, so in case you wondered where I went, Sherry, that's what happened.
We missed you.
I was wondering what happened to you.
And I kept, the only way I thought to let you know was to tell you on the air, but I didn't know that I was muted on the switchboard, but.
Well, we're glad you're back, Paul. What the heck?
I know.
Johnny Mac's been blowing up our circuit, so that, see, there you go. You just blew up Paul's circuit, too.
I broke the electronics. I'm sorry. No, I'm not.
Ugh, you know. Do you have an idea of, like, something you want to do? Like, what was, like, the first thing you kind of, when you got out of the house, that you wanted to do? Was it watch TV? Was it eat a certain food? Was it jumping up in circles naked with nobody watching you? Like, what was it? We want to know.
I wanted to, because, you know, the kind of alcohol they supply you in the house, it was
uh-huh.
not my favorite. It was few and far between. But still,
uh-huh.
I was appreciative of it. But I was like, I wanted to drink one of my good craft beer, so I got a bunch of Dogfish Head, and I drank a couple of those, and it tasted amazing. That was it.
Well, somebody out there in the chat room did say they hoped you enjoyed your Dogfish beer, because they were sure that was the first thing that you were going to do. So whoever was out there in the chat room, check. You got it right.
They know
Matt,
me too well.
They do. And, you know, I wanted to ask one more thing. I know we keep asking you questions. One more question. You got to meet some of the past house guests, and I'm going to exclude myself from this because I know the answer would be me, but who was the most excited that you were to meet of the past Big Brother house guests when you got out that you did meet?
Ooh, you're going to make me throw names
besides
out there,
me.
Huh?
Besides me. I'm
oh, okay.
Me
oh, okay.
You.
So second place. So silver medal.
Second place. Who's second place?
From the finale?
Well, anybody from the past seasons that you met when you got off the show, that you got to meet that was before your season, who was the one that you wanted to meet the most? I know I'm putting you on the spot. Me.
Yeah, this is a difficult question. Because, I wanted to meet all you guys. It was cool.
That's a good answer right there.
Yeah.
That's a good answer, everybody.
Tie game.
Your entire crazy BB familia that you're stuck with for life.
Oh, yeah.
And then what?
I'm excited.
I did get a question. Anybody want to know what's going on with your love life?
Nothing right
Johnny,
now.
You are so nosy, Johnny Mac. Ugh.
Yeah, right? No, it's fine. I'm still crazy mode with getting out of the house and going back to work and all this stuff. So pretty much the same as it's been for the past 2 years. Absolutely nothing.
So he has no time for our people. He is too busy living it up, all right? So stop sending him those messages, friends of friends. You know who you are.
Oh, my God.
Well, do you like to say some parting words to the chat room and to our listeners and anything else you want to say or promote or just want to talk about Micmac? Whatever you want to do, you have the closing moments for yourself.
Yeah, chat room and everyone who called in, thank you. This is awesome that people want to know stuff about me. It's something that I'm adjusting to, and I'm getting better at it, but it's going to take me a little while. But thank you for calling in and all that stuff. And, yeah, Micmac's going to take down. What season are we going on? What number?
Well, let's just plan on doing 18, you know? Like, let's do it one step at a time.
Okay, 18 is going to be our return to the spotlight?
It should be called Big Brother Micmac.
Big Brother Micmac.
Yeah. Sponsored by McDonald's.
That got me in trouble, though, that I was getting called to the dining room so much in the beginning. They're like, oh, my God. Like, Jason was, he said something about, like, oh, Johnny Mac, you're always in the dining room. I'm like, yeah, they're calling it Big Brother 17, Johnny Mac and Friends. He did not like that.
That's right. And you know that I knew Jason before he went on the show.
Oh, you knew him before the show?
But I didn't know him like that. I remodel supermarkets for the chain that he worked for.
Okay.
And I went into a store that he was working. He came up to me. He's like, I know who you are. And I said, well, my name tag tells it all. Yeah, my name is Michelle. He goes, no, you're the Portuguese Princess of Providence. And he had such a girl moment. And every time I went in there, we would talk, and I told him, oh, my God, you got to try out for Big Brother.
Uh-huh.
We had our first Rhode Island casting, and I didn't know I knew he went, but I didn't see him for like months. And then when I saw his picture, I was like, oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
That's why he made a lot of Portuguese princess, Portuguese food references. So I knew him, but I didn't know him, but he's my boy. And just wanted to give you a little bit of info, seeing that you're catching up with the real world.
Yeah. He always talking about you in the house because both Portuguese and both from Rhode Island up there.
Well, he's from Mass. I'm from Rhode Island, but we're close by. Rhode Island's tiny. But
he's on
anyway,
the border,
Johnny
though.
Mac, thank you so much for coming on Manic Monday. You've made not only my night, but you've made everyone's night out there in Manic Monday Land, the Ravioli Show, the chat room, the listeners. They love you. And thank you for coming on, and I hope that we get to see you up at Toys for Tots. And if you ever want to come back on Manic Mondays, if you have something that you want to promote, if you want to come and play some guitar, you just want to get down, whatever you want to do,
all right,
come back on here, Micmac.
All right, for sure. It'll happen.
And if you need to chat with me, I'm always there for you. You got my number, so if you need anything, you can call me anytime, all right?
Oh, yeah, I definitely will.
All right. Well, I'll be expecting those late-night text messages. But anyway, wait, just kidding. Thank you again, and why don't you say goodbye to everybody. Bye, Johnny Mac. We love you.
Goodbye. Thanks for listening. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Johnny Mac.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. What do you want? Well, I hope you guys all enjoyed the show tonight. I knew it. Johnny Mac is even awesomer than he's on TV, live feeds, meeting in person. He's just an overall awesome cat. And I'm glad to see you guys all out there ripping up in the chat room. Awesome questions. Thank you, callers. I know a lot of you callers were having panic attacks. You were giving me a panic attack. So appreciate it. Make sure you guys come back next week where we're going to have Miss Meg on. So I hope you guys come ready, come correct. I hope you guys have a fabulous week. And Cherry and Paul, I love you guys. Thanks for a great show.
Thank you as well, Michelle. Thank you for bringing on Johnny Mac. It was a
awesome show. Enjoyed every
hashtag
moment.
Hashtag Micmac.
Absolutely. That would be so awesome to see you guys in there together.
Mm-hmm. Be pretty awesome.
It was so much fun tonight. Gosh, you answered every question and had a blast. I just enjoyed every minute of it. We had a lot of great callers, a lot of great questions. Great show. A lot of fun.
We call that epicness.
Absolutely. Manic Monday.
Have a good night.
You too, Michelle. And
this is for my cookie. Cookie, she must have just loved listening to our show tonight.
I'm sure she did. And I know that next week is going to be great, too, with
absolutely
Meg. And just know that you'll see your cookie again. She'll be waiting for you at the Rainbow Bridge. I know that
mm-hmm.
it hurts your heart, and it's the hardest thing in the world to ever lose a pet. And my heart breaks for you, girl. I know it's so hard. But she'll be waiting for you at the Rainbow Bridge, and you'll see her again.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Hi, guys. I just want to say thank you for all your support, too. You guys are all awesome. I really do appreciate it, and you don't realize how much just a little message, a little emoji, whatever it is. I know between myself, Cherry, and Paul, and all you guys out there, if you've ever been through a tough time and you get that message that someone says they're just thinking about you or they send a smiley face, you really don't know how much that means. So thank you guys all. I love you guys.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thanks, Michelle.
And I want to remind everyone to be here on Thursday night for our Mike and the Mike with Big Mike Albright show. It's our Survivor recap, and he's going to have a great guest on this week. We're going to have Mike Holloway from last season on this week, and we just had Dan the Animal from last season as well. So now we're going to have Mike Holloway, and
my boy, by the way, got to hang out with him. He's awesome.
Yeah. So we're going to have him.
Tell him I said hi.
This Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. I certainly will, Michelle. And then we'll be back here again on Sunday for the Amazing Race Second Pit Stop Show with Louis Stravato. And that is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central as well. And then back here again next Monday for the Manic Monday Show with Michelle Costa and Grandma Meg. So can't wait for that. So it's going to be an exciting week here on the Rad Reality Show. And thank you so much, Michelle, for bringing on all these great guests. It's a lot
no
of fun
problem.
To have all these people on. So
no problem. Holla.
Holla. You
and
have a great night,
Derek,
Michelle.
Who's going to have another baby girl. I just want to say that.
Is he really?
Yes. I was on online. Tenley opened up a, I think it was a box or something, and it said, oh, it was a cake, and it was pink. So it's going to be another girl. So congrats, Derek.
Oh, my gosh. How exciting.
Yep. Another part
all
of the Big Brother family. They keep multiplying. All this baby stuff.
I know.
It's a lot to handle when you're 35 and don't have a baby yet. don't send me. No. I know, people. I need to have a baby. A little Portuguese prince baby. I know. Stop. I already know what you're thinking. Stop.
You can hear the brain waves, can't you, Michelle?
I can feel it. I'm feeling the radio waves.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap this one up tonight. Again, thank you, Michelle. We're going to close
love
the show as we always do. Make sure you're back here with us on Thursday, Sunday, and back here again on Monday. Here's Ron to take us out. Be kind to each other. Good night, y'all.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It was a great one with Johnny Mac and Michelle Costa. And a lot of callers that we appreciate, and a ton of people in our chat room tonight that we appreciate as well. Lots of people that we haven't seen in a while, a lot of new people, and some regulars we love too. Thank you all for being with us, and thank you to our podcast listeners as well. Everybody, have a great week. Take care. Be kind to each other. Say a little prayer for those people in South Carolina. They're having floods out there. It's awful out there. And join us on Thursday night. It's a wrap. Say goodnight, Paul.
Good night.
Good night. That's it for tonight. Good night.
Good
night.